disturbed islands and abundant small fish, both characteristic of the coastal lagoons of the Atlantic Flyway. Forage at our website anytime, day or night. You're always welcome. Today you'll find more about black skimmers and the Chincoteague National Wildlife Refuge. That's birdnote.org. BirdNote's newsletter delivers the wonder and joy of birds directly to your inbox. Sign up at birdnote.org to get a weekly preview of our shows, stories, photos, and more.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, everyone. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territories of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the App Store or Google Store, depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree/cjsfradio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca.
All right, welcome back, guys. It's Thursday today. You're listening to our open mic. My name is Taylor, and I'm here with Siobhan.
Hey.
Hey, Siobhan.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good.
How was your week?
It was good. Such a natural conversation. It's good, but Taylor, I heard recently that it was your birthday.
It was on Tuesday. My birthday.
How was that?
It was amazing. I went to Po Kong Vegetarian Chinese Restaurant with my friends.
Awesome.
If you haven't checked it out before, you totally should.
I will. I definitely will.
It's my favorite restaurant.
Is it downtown?
It's on Kingsway in
Vancouver.
Oh, sick.
Okay. Yeah. Got you. Okay.
It's amazing. What did you do this week?
Not much. We had some assignments due for my film class, so we've just been grinding out that and like sitting in a dark room for 12 hours editing. But we finished that.
Your film was about like a tree sitter, right?
yeah. In a sense. Yeah. It's about three friends who try and save this tree from being cut down because it was important to their childhood friend. So they do that by chaining themselves to it. I wrote it with two of my friends, and we filmed it earlier this month. So
awesome.
Pretty exciting stuff.
Will I get to see that sometime?
Yeah, you guys, Taylor and everyone listening, in April we're doing a little screening downtown, so you guys should come check it out. It's on the SFU website somewhere.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
All right. I think Taylor has got some... She's feeling country today. She's got some...
Feeling folk, feeling country. I'm going to start you off with a really fun song by Scott Cook. It's called Put Your Good Foot in the Road. Scott Cook is from Alberta. He's touring Vancouver Island right now, and he's going to play in Vancouver on March 2nd at the Notional Space with Pamela May and Kathleen Nisbet. And this is a cool venue because it's pay what you can. So if you like what you hear, maybe check him out on March 2nd. So yeah, we're just going to dive right into it and listen to some great tunes.
Hope can't you enjoy. Wait to hear it.
I'm tired of all this calculating, waiting around so long. Takes a lonesome rambler to sing a lonesome rambling song. Honey, put your good foot in the road. Figure out the details, check your numbers twice. If you want to make a break for it, well, don't take that advice. Honey, put your good foot in the road. Exceptions do get made. Honey, put your good foot in the road. I sure like mama's biscuits and her homemade apple jam, but I love the feel of waking up not knowing where I am. Honey, put your good foot in the road. around the cops. Honey, put your good foot in the road. There's plenty of generous people on the right and on the left. You see, we're bound together like the warp is to the weft. Honey, put your good foot in the road. Hard luck, people treat you mean. Wouldn't be oases without spaces in between. Honey, put your good foot in the road. Bridges, learning when you fall. If you won't dance ungracefully, then you won't dance at all. Honey, put your good foot in the road.
Probably counting all the Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections.
Feeding cows seaweed? It might sound strange, but it could help farms reduce their climate impact. When animals like cows, goats, and sheep digest their food, they burp up methane, an extremely potent planet-warming gas. And when you add up all the farm animals in the world, that methane becomes a big problem for the climate.
There's 1.5 billion cows on the planet, and then there's another billion sheep and another billion goats.
Steve Meller is the CEO of CH4 Global. His company has developed a new cattle feed supplement made from Asparagopsis, a type of seaweed. Scientists have discovered that when cattle eat this seaweed, they produce a lot less methane. The company says their supplement can reduce methane from cows by at least 70%, and farmers only need to use a little for it to work.
Think of it like sprinkling salt on a meal. It's an additive, so it's less than 0.5% of the cow's total daily diet.
The company grows the seaweed in Australia, in huge ponds built on land that's not suitable for farming. And if Meller's group can scale up production in the coming decade, it could significantly help limit methane from the world's farm animals.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
All right. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on Burnaby Mountain. You just heard Put Your Good Foot in the Road by Scott Cook. After that, you heard Radio Song by Rose City Band. This is a band from Portland, Oregon, and they just released their new album, Sol y Sombra, on January 24th. And they're going to be playing at the Fox Cabaret on February 21st. So just next Saturday, go get your tickets to see them. And then after that, you heard Count Me Out by the Highlines. And they are from Boulder, Colorado. And yeah.
Yeah, I guess moving on to some newer releases from the last week or two that I've got for you guys. So first up is a Peach Pit song. Peach Pit is a Vancouver indie pop band that are really, like, I don't know, just exploded over the last couple of years. They released a new album last year as well called Magpie, and this is kind of a newer release from them. It's one of their songs from that album, but it's now featuring the artist Sir Chloe, I believe. Yeah, this is their song, Did You Love Somebody? So we'll just get that one started for you.
In your voice so soft and low, did you wake your loves that have come before? Did you bring all those songs you sing, or have I been sung only songs for me? Did you love somebody only just for the rush like me? Did you feel the hand you hold had let go right as you finished saying, don't you go all silent too, just let me chew on all the things that you want to tell me. I've heard whisper on a wing, let silence stay. So go and say what you want to sell me. Did you love somebody for to make your mistake, your fool?